They lost the governor for a while this week. Not Jennifer Granholm, but our original governor, the one who had more than anyone to do with Michigan actually becoming a state. He fought a war of sorts with Ohio, was elected by a historic landslide, and pushed through a compromise that got us admitted to the Union and got us the entire Upper Peninsula to boot. He arranged for the University of Michigan to be in Ann Arbor, campaigned for a state school system, and promoted the idea of a state prison in Jackson. Most astonishing was that he did all this when he was 25 years old. His name was Stevens T. Mason, and he was an amazing powerhouse of a man. He wasn't only the youngest governor in Michigan history, he was the youngest governor the nation has ever had. Yes, it was a different era, but he had something in common with dozens of other Michigan governors who would follow him. His career was ruined by a downturn in the national economy and some questionable financial decisions made by his administration. With the nation deep in a financial panic, Mason didn't even bother to run for re-election in 1839. He fled the state at the ripe old age of 28 with his political career in ruins. 2 years before, he'd married a young society woman from New York named Julia Phelps. When things soured for Mason in Michigan, he thought he'd try practicing law in her hometown. So he moved there and soon had a baby daughter and two little sons. But he got sick with pneumonia or scarlet fever or both. He was only 31 when he died. His two little sons died soon after. And with the passage of time, Mason's failures were forgotten. They brought his bones back in 1905 with pomp and circumstance and reburied Michigan's first governor in downtown Detroit in a little park that sits where the original state capitol stood before they moved it to Lansing. This week they went to move him again. They're fixing up Little Capitol Park and want to put him in a better monument. But when they dug where they thought he was, they couldn't find his body. Eventually they did, in a shiny steel casket with a copper plaque. Yesterday they carefully took him away to an undisclosed location somewhere in the state he helped create. They'll bring him back this fall and put him in a crypt above ground this time. We're finally getting around to appreciate him as one of the best governors Michigan ever had, the state's official capital historian noted. Don Faber, a friend of mine, agrees. He is working on a full-length biography of Mason. I don't know what it'll say, but I do know Stevens T. knew how to be bold when necessary and compromise when he had to. He had a sense of humor and a temper. In fact, when one editor called Mason the boy governor, he punched him out. And I think it's only fitting that we're talking about Mason again as we approach another 4th of July. The Michigan you helped establish is still here, Steve. So is your country. And I'm happy that something happened this week to make people once again remember you.